This figure's hands originally appeared in his lap in a gesture of meditation. The gesture is associated with Amitabha, a celestial Buddha believed to preside over a paradise or pure land located somewhere in the western quadrant of the cosmos.
After the 6th century, he is the focus of many devotional practices in China. The underlying idea in these practices goes back to the Indian notion of reincarnation. So it's presumed that at this point in time, 6th, 7th, 8th century in China, it is almost impossible to live a good enough lifetime to be reborn as a Buddha. So the sort of next best step is to be very devoted to Amitabha, and then you are reborn in his private paradise, his Western Pure Land, as it's known. And in that particular paradise, conditions are conducive to the achievement of enlightenment, and therefore you are reborn there, you live a better life, and ideally you escape that land as well and transcend into the state that's known as Nirvana.
The sculpture was made using a technique called dry lacquer. Lacquer, which comes from tree resin, is a natural glue that hardens when exposed to oxygen. To hear conservator Donna Strahan and curator Denise Leidy explain further, press play.